Becoming a Veteran and Native American Heritage Month. This is your KMC Update. I'm Sergeant Kevin Henderson. On the 11th day of the 11th month, we recognize Veterans Day. Every service member becomes a veteran after their time in service. Airman First Class Kyle Smith has more.
Every November 11th, we recognize Veterans Day. As a service member, it's never too early to start thinking about your life after your service. Tammy Muckenfuss, Deputy of Public Affairs at the U.S. Army Garrison Rhineland Falls, speaks about the Transition Assistance Program.
If you're getting ready to separate from the Army, please make sure you're using the Garrison's Transition Assistance Program, otherwise known as TAP. You're required to start the program 12 months from your separation, but you can begin the process 24 months before your retirement or 18 months before your expiration term of service, or ETS. You can find more information about this on our website, home.army.mil/Rhineland Falls, by searching Transition Assistance Program. You can always visit the TAP office on Claiborne Caserne in Kaiserslautern or Smith Barracks.
Today, more than 8,000 Native Americans serve in the Department of Defense Total Force. Airman First Class Norman Enriquez with the story.
Native American Heritage Month is observed in the month of November. The U.S. Army Garrison Rhineland Falls is putting on some events to honor their heritage.
Native American Heritage Month provides the Army an opportunity to recognize and express appreciation for the contributions of Native American soldiers, veterans, civilians, and family members, and to reflect on their achievements and contributions to the Army and to our nations. There will be a Native American Heritage Month observance on 30 November from 11:30 to 1300 at the Wagon Wheel Theater on Smith Barracks in Baumholder. Please save the date and join the Equal Opportunity Office for this educational observance.
That's it for your KMC Update. I'm Sergeant Kevin Henderson.